the shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Smith has chartered a plane to transport himself, Sir Lionel Barton, Shan Greville, and Rima Barton to Cairo. Immediately the plane is in the air, Dr. Fu Manchu, Farlow Sui, and one of their lieutenants step from the luggage compartment and confront the startled group under the protection of a vapor gun. Fu Manchu forces the pilot to alter his course for Baghdad. While leaving the pilot bound and gagged on the desert with a disabled plane, he carries the group to an isolated house on the edge of the city. Here, binding Smith in a wire jacket, a diabolical instrument of torture, Fu Manchu attempts to force from him the location of the Mokana relic. Just as Sir Lionel is about to disclose the hiding place, police whistles screech in the distance.
Greville! Smith! Anchor! Where are you?
That's Winslow, the pilot.
Winslow, this way!
The police master! They have broken down the gate! They are inside!
Abdullah, warn my daughter. Have seen the cellar. Go, I follow immediately. Sir Lionel, Mr. Smith, for the moment you have won. But only for the moment. Beware when next we meet.
Greville! Greville!
Here, Winslow. Hurry.
This way, Bradley. Oh, here they are. By Jove!
Winslow, get Smith out of that thing.
Gad, bound with wires. Great Scott, they're sunk in his flesh.
Screws at the back. Loosen them.
Right. I'll have you out in half a moment.
Tell Brown near the cellar. Look for traps and hidden doors.
You hear that, Brownlee? Traps, hidden doors in the cellar.
Right, as soon as I get these two untied. There.
Come on, men. Come on.
Wait, I'll go with you. Sir Lionel's niece is there somewhere.
Hi, George Winslow. Just in time. A few moments more and it might have been too late.
Smith, old man, can you make it?
I'm all right, Barton. It's the second taste I've had of the wire jacket.
Torture, eh? It's a fiendish-looking thing. How the deuce does it work?
I hope you never have occasion to find out, old chap. But how did you get here? And with the police?
Well, you people hadn't been gone a quarter of an hour when Lieutenant Brownlee came along with a patrol. Our landing in the desert had been reported. He thought it was forced and came out to investigate.
Thank heaven he did.
Oh, Uncle Lionel.
I'm all right, Rima. It was Smith he was working on.
Mr. Smith.
Oh, I'm fit as ever, Rima. It's all over. I'll be a bit stiff for a while. Where's Revel?
Well, as soon as they found me, he rushed off with Lieutenant Brownlee. They went down into the cellar.
Too late, of course. By the time they locate Fu Manchu's emergency exit, he'll be in another hideout.
Here's Brownlee and Shan now.
It's on the trap, Smith. A stone door. Some of the patrol are working on it now.
And I'm afraid it'll have to be blown open. It's as solid as the wall. Deuce'd be glad, by the way, we got here in time, Smith.
Good job you found Winslow. How the deuce did you chaps know which house to come to?
I didn't know. I told Brownlee what had happened. He seemed to know where to come.
Well, we've been watching this place for some time. It had us a bit puzzled. A few of those coolies and Bernese appeared to make it a sort of a headquarters, and it seemed to be the logical spot.
Good work, Brownlee. I'll remember to mention your work in the right place at home. Make any arrests?
Well, we bagged a few of the lesser fry. Your kingpin and his daughter and two or three others got clear through that stone door in the cellar. And
heaven knows where they are by this time. Well, there's nothing further we can do here, Brownlee. You're in charge. It's routine from now on.
This Fu Manchu, Mr. Greville here, told me a bit of his history. A bad actor, apparently. Do you want him in case we bag him?
By all means. I don't want to discourage you, old chap, but Fu Manchu's as elusive as an eel. I've spent several years trying to run him down. Had him in a corner several times, but always he's gotten away. Sir Lionel will tell you. Oh, where the devil is Sir Lionel?
He and Mr. Winslow left just a few moments ago, Mr. Smith.
Let's get out of here, then. They're probably waiting for us in the courtyard. You'll very likely find, when you get that cellar door open, an underground passage leading to some concealed exit quite a distance from the house. You and your men came in cars, of course.
Yes, I'll have you taken whatever you say. I'm staying here a bit.
Oh, thanks.
Where do you suppose they are? I don't see Uncle Lionel or Mr. Winslow out here.
Lieutenant Brownlee, Sir Lionel Barton, and Mr. Winslow left word they were going out to Winslow's plane to get their baggage.
Did Sir Lionel say for us to follow?
No, miss. He said he'd meet you later in the city, at the Hotel Metropole.
How did they go, Brewer? I see that our cars are still here.
Yeah, they took the limousine that brought them here, sir.
The nerve of Sir Lionel. Taking Fu Manchu's car to taxi around in.
Then we'll accept your offer of a lift, Brownlee, to the hotel. And thanks, old man.
Well, thank heaven we're free from that unholy menace.
Don't make the mistake of believing he's given up, Barton. We'll hear from him. And before we're much older, take my word for it.
How the devil did he manage to get himself and daughter into the plane without being seen?
That's fairly obvious, I think. When he learned I had chartered the only available plane, he went down there, got in when no one was watching, and waited for us.
That's about it, Greville. I'm sure he knew we were leaving and then had one of his agents watching the airport, probably.
Uncle Lionel, why not let him have his old relics? They've caused us nothing.
His relics? They're no more his than they are...
Yours, Barton? Rima's right. If you want Fu Manchu off your neck. Let him know the relics are with Ali, and you'll have no further trouble with him.
You see, Uncle, Mr. Smith agrees with you.
Oh, just a minute. Not so fast, my dear. I didn't quite say I agree with you. Not seriously, at any rate.
But you said I...
Listen, Rima. With those relics in his possession, he could, and no doubt would, cause Elmer Connor to appear with his sword and creed and mask, and cause the British government no end of trouble.
He'd have every Mohammedan in the East flocking to his standard and on the warpath against the whites.
I suppose you think you ought to get a vote of thanks, or at least another medal from the government for finding those things before Fu Manchu did.
Yes. Didn't Winslow say he'd have the plane repaired by noon? It's past one now.
Oh, he and Shan just came into the hotel. I saw them from the window.
Oh, I see. Then suppose we go down and meet them in the lobby. We'll all have luncheon together. Come along.
I do hope Winslow was able to get things in shape. I'd like to go as soon as possible.
Then we can carry on right after lunch, eh, Winslow?
Whenever you're ready. The damage wasn't as great as I thought.
I can't understand why Fu Manchu didn't destroy the plane entirely.
I don't either. In any case, in this instance, he's made a mistake. In his place, I should have acted differently.
What would you have done, Mr. Smith?
Killed Winslow.
Thanks. I'm certain you will be glad. Not in his place, then.
Joking apart, the plane's all right, Winslow.
Good as ever. Damage was slight. I replaced a broken carburetor and made a few minor readjustments. We can take off at any time.
Cared if the blighter had killed Winslow, he'd probably have had those relics by this time.
Had them by this time? I don't understand, sir.
I meant, of course, he'd have known where they were. I was on the point of telling him and would have been on his way to intercept Ali.
Oh, I wonder.
Well, are we going to sit here for the rest of time? Let's get started. Now, if you look after Rima Smith, Sean and Winslow and I'll see about the baggage. Come on, we're wasting time.
Egypt, Sean. Our Egypt. And down there just ahead is Cairo.
Yes, tired as I am of the East, Rima, Cairo does represent civilization after all. I'm glad to be here.
Well, here we are. Like getting back home, eh, Smith?
Pretty much so. I wonder if old Petrie will be at the field to meet us. I wired him from Baghdad. It'll be good to see him.
There he is, Mr. Smith. Over there by that car. Oh, I hope Mrs. Petrie is with him.
Safe and sound at Heliopolis, Mr. Smith. You'll all be stopping at Shepherd's, I suppose?
Yes, Winslow. You'll join us at dinner there?
I'll be glad to later. I have some routine duties to tend to. Checking in and all that.
Oh, I see. All right, we'll wait dinner for you.
I say, Nealon! Gad, old man, it's good to see you.
Good old Petrie. And Carame, I don't see her.
In England with my people.
Come on, Mr. Smith, hurry. We're famished.
Right. We'll talk later, Petrie. I'll get in back with Barton Reamer. I see Greville has the front seat.
Well, I'll have you in Cairo in time for dinner at Shepherd's. Greville, this last job of yours has had its echoes down here.
No.
Oh, very definitely. Till I had Nayland's message from Baghdad, I didn't know Barton had anything to do with it. Ah, but I know now.
How'd you get the news of the trouble?
Through my native patients. I even had it before the authorities.
Underground telegraph?
Yes, of course. The center of the trouble is farther east, but there's a big reaction here. Oh, I say, you don't mind if I take it a bit slowly. There's an unholy lot of traffic on the road this evening.
The center of the trouble is right here in your car, Petrie.
What? Huh? What do you mean?
I mean Sir Lionel Barton and the big suitcase under his feet.
Hey, what the devil do you
know? Look out, Dr. Petrie! Those men!
By Jove, Petrie! You've hit him!
Well, I...
Come on, Petrie. We'll carry him into that coffee house by the side of the road. I want to look at him.
Very well.
Greville, hold the natives back. Here, Petrie, give me a hand.
Right.
In here, quick. Go over him, Petrie.
Yes.
Well, is he dead?
Dead? He's been dead for at least 5 hours.
Really?
He's rigid.
It's a trick of Fu Manchu's.
Smith! Petrie, Sheriff!
Come on. And you stay with Reamer, Greville.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.